John Jessop.
Down in London, where it's quite warm, is my guest, John Allen. Hello, John.
How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Not bad. It's a bit more sort of sticky than it was yesterday. It was a bit sunny yesterday. Now it's gone sticky.
Oh, right. Yeah. I mean, I did have a quick look at what the temperature was doing down south today, down in London, and it's saying it's 25.3.
Yeah, it's kind of... Somebody told me today that it's going to snow next week, apparently. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on.
I know. Yeah, I was watching the meteorological fellow this morning, and he said the worst day is going to be bank holiday Monday. You're going to be cold on Monday.
Always,
isn't it, mate? Yeah, always, yeah. So now then, mate, you've got this fantastic song out, Meanwhile.
Well, yeah, the album's called Meanwhile. The song's called Hold On.
That's right,
called, I'm just, you got to keep going, haven't you? That's the thing.
But what's the story behind it all this, John? Because, I mean, the single I really enjoyed, I must admit, I'm itching to get my hands on the album. Story behind everything?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm on my fifth album now, so I've got a big Liverpool connection anyway. I went to Lipa, I lived in Liverpool for years, and so I've always been I don't know if you've ever heard of a band called the Beatles, but I was a big fan of them growing up, and... I was very inspired by that music, and that was kind of my start. And I've made, I've fallen into this trap of sort of, I'm a singer-songwriter, basically. I write the songs, I sing the songs. And I've been lucky enough to make a career out of things. And, I'm also lucky that I'm able to write songs at this time, which is very difficult for musicians. And I was able to produce this record myself pretty much at home.
Mm-hmm.
And... I mean, it's good that I'm able to talk to people like you and, I feel like I've got a point to be alive in a time like this.
Absolutely, yeah. And, I mean, like every musician around, John, we're all in the same boat. This came down and plagued everybody, hardly any money around, if that, and lots of gigs cancelled over the 12 months, 18 months. What's your diary like, John,
Yeah, I mean, my diary is the same. I think a lot of musicians are the same way. We kind of get these dates and they just keep moving. They keep hovering, to some other date in the future. So we have all these dates, but they're kind of virtual, So, there's some things in the diary, but whether they'll actually end up happening at the date that, we hope they will.
Yeah.
Who knows? But, yeah, I mean, it is difficult, but also we need to sort of realize that, there are people struggling more than we are, and it's gonna. Hopefully, it's gonna be okay, and we will start playing again. But yeah, I mean, it is tough.
Yeah. So, how long ago was you were in Liverpool, John?
I graduated in 2002, so I'm an old, long in the tooth these days. But very happy times.
Was that at the Institute? Was it?
That was the Liverpool Institute Performing Arts. Yeah. So I'm a fully qualified pop musician, John. I'm fully qualified for doing what I'm doing right now.
Wow.
So relax, everybody. What were you going to ask? Can you hear me?
You just disappeared for a moment then, John. Sorry. I was going to say to you, when you were graduating, were there any other famous people going through the ranks with you?
It's interesting. I mean, there was a big discussion about whether fame was the key or whether it was just about making a craft out of it. But, I mean, in terms of generating fame, it hasn't had a success in the Brit School or somewhere like that. I mean, there are a few infamous people. There's a guy called Sandy Tom that went through there that had a song that was number one called I Wish It Was a Punk Rocker.
Which, I know, yes. Know. Yeah.
She might have been in the year below me. There was a band called the Wombats. They had a little bit of success. But I mean, in terms of, there's been no Winehouses yet or anything like that. But after this interview, John, I'm expecting that I will be the one. Do you know what I mean? And it's going to I'm going to have some sort of stratospheric, hit with this. So it's basically me. I am the big cheese.
I know that, mate. And listening to the single.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know if anybody's ever told you this, but I always sort of observe what people sound like.
Yeah.
Have you ever been sort of said, God, you don't half sound like... Who's... Or has nobody ever said that to you?
People, I mean, this is what everybody does, isn't it? I mean, this is we love to categorize, you know. So absolutely. I mean, do you want to throw your head above the parapet, John, and shout a name out?
I've got no problem there, mate. I thought you sounded like Kelly Jones from the Stereophonics.
Okay, I'll take that. Definitely, I'll take it's somebody from the last 20 years. So I guess that's pretty good. I mean, I get a lot of Rod Stewart comparisons.
Yes.
I've got the kind of, you know, the gravel.
Yeah.
Some people say, if it's not that, then it's Brian Adams. I mean, anyone with gravel, basically. But, I mean, I take that. I mean, I rate Kelly Jones, so I'm very happy with that comparison.
Well, I'm all right then. I'm still on the Christmas card list.
Definitely, man, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, has the gravel always been there, John?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird. Even when I was younger, you know, I kind of had the voice of a wizened old whiskey drinker, you know, but there you go. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is. It's obviously something in the physiology of my vocal cords. But, I mean, you can hear it when I'm speaking. It's kind of, I must have sold my soul to the devil in the Delta somewhere, something like that. But I've got the tubes.
I know. I mean, when somebody said, I played the song and they went to... God, sounds like he lives on Jack Daniels. And I went, well, maybe he does. Maybe he does. That's
tea and living. Tea and biscuits for me, John.
Tea and biscuits.
Yeah.
So when are you coming back up to Liverpool, John?
Well, I'll probably, as soon as Boris tells me I'm allowed, you know, that's pretty much it. I mean, there's a venue actually in Liverpool that reopened that had a kind of a legendary venue that had a lot of punk acts in the 70s. What was it called again? Can you remember that they reopened? I'm probably going to go back there. Damn it, I can't remember the name of it. There was a legendary venue in Liverpool that used to have a lot of punk music, and they've reopened. Damn it, I can't remember, but we will be coming back. So
okay.
Check me out on the Facebook, check me out on my social media, and I'm definitely going to be coming back to Liverpool. And I'm really looking forward to getting back on the road and getting that response from an audience again.
Right, and of course, when you come back up to Liverpool, you must come to this radio station, John.
Would love to, man. Are you up high in the sky? Is that where you are? Is that one? It's just the one I'm talking about. It's just are you up high? Is that Liverpool station?
We're in the penthouse suite, right opposite the Albert Dock, in a place called the Baltic Village.
Very nice.
And when you come in here and you bring whoever you want with you, and you start playing, you'll enjoy the view immensely.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm really looking forward to it, man.
Well, absolutely. And listen, thanks very much indeed for allowing me to do the chat today. I was talking about your career, and you're on your fifth album now.
Yeah.
Wow. You know,
it obviously feels like I've just been sat on my ass, you know, forever. But presumably I've written a few songs.
But that's what our artists have had to do in the pandemic, John, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
It's just write. And obviously,
yeah.
You find that very easy.
I'm one of those people, I mean, I don't write all the time. You know, I kind of, you know, it goes in waves, you know. And I guess that's a bit of an indulgence. Sometimes when I've written an album, I like to work with other people, you know, and write their songs and kind of, you know, get over myself a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, this pandemic has been an inspiration in so many ways, at least for creatively, to try and, you know, try and escape from this moment, you know, and try and focus on some of the reasons to be alive at this moment. So, but, yeah, I mean, it's a great outlet for me, the music, definitely.
Well, yeah. And still plenty of stuff in the pipeline, is there, John?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm lucky that the great thing about music is that you don't really know who's going to respond to it. I'm lucky that I've got a career in outside of the UK, so I'm, you know, I have a good audience out in Europe as well, so I go out to Europe a couple of times a year. I do well in Holland and things, so, you know, I'm going to be going back around Europe and touring again. So, yeah, that's really looking forward to that.
Right, okay. I'm just going to throw one more name at you, John. I've thrown the Stereophonics, so I'm quite confident now. And I'll definitely still be on the Christmas card list. this guy is going to be 79 next month, okay? And his name is Roger Chapman.
Okay.
Right.
Interesting.
Do you know him?
No.
Okay. Well, he was with a 70s band called Family.
Okay, I've heard of Family, yeah.
Yeah, they had big hits with Burlesque and In My Own Time. Well,
okay.
He had the gravelled voice of all people. And, you know, I'm throwing you into that category.
Roger Chapman, yeah.
Roger Chapman.
Okay, man, I'll check him out. Is there any particular album that I should listen to? Or?
No, you can listen to the singles. Yeah. But there was a great album in the early 70s called Music from the Doll's House.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Yeah. But listen, John, I appreciate the talk, and, you know, I hope it's not too sticky down there for you, and look forward to you coming up to Liverpool as soon as you can, mate.
Thanks a lot, John. Hope to see you soon. All the
best,
mate.
We're going to go out with your single, mate. It's just unbelievable. Thanks very much for your time.
Cheers, John.
On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+, this is Liverpool Live.